3 years before Abraham Lincoln became president, he gave the historic House Divided speech in Springfield, Illinois. He names the division that was occurring at that time in the United States, and he quotes Jesus, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." Some historians say that the United States today is more divided, or as divided, than any time since that time of the Civil War. We are the United States of America. And yet, it seems that we demonize one another just as we see the scribes demonizing our Lord in our text. We hear fear-mongering toward others and trying to tear down others by forming our own silos and coalitions, just as the scribes seem to be doing also in our text. It seems in our current political climate, you're either a Marxist or a fascist, the way we talk to each other. As Jesus says, such division will be the cause of kingdoms and republics and even households to fall. Sadly, in the last few years, it's become difficult for even families to get together for Thanksgiving or for the July 4th holiday coming up for fear of what topics might come up, causing great division among us. It can become so toxic that sometimes we have to make a decision to either not attend such gatherings or simply to agree to disagree with the hope that we will unite in thanksgiving to God for all the blessings we most certainly enjoy, not only as a nation, but as a church family and even in our own biological families. We are Christ's church. You and I, we are God's people. God has called us to be in the world, but not of the world. And sadly, too often, we are more like the world than we maybe care to admit. A reflection of what's going on in our political realm and in our public banter. Our call as believers is not to point out a Beelzebul behind every bush. Our call is to share the good news of Jesus Christ. We are a positive people. When we open our mouths, it should be good news for all of God's people and for all the world. And so our call in the world is not to tell them who or what we are against. Our call is to tell the world what we are for, and more importantly, who we are for. And we are for Christ. And we are for those who have yet to believe in Jesus, and for those who already are part of the household of faith. Jesus himself said that he did not come for the righteous, but for the sinner. And so Jesus is also for the sinner. And so actually, he's for all of us, which unites us already in him. Yet Jesus says that a divided house cannot stand. The irony, Jesus points out, is that even the adversary, the devil, Satan, has a unified kingdom that he leads. Satan, or if you want to call him Beelzebul, demons, any agent of evil, they're all harmoniously working together, making it more important for us as God's people to unite in Christ, in whose strength we will not be able to withstand without him. So Jesus came to liberate those who are captive to fear, sin, and evil. And Jesus, in his coming and becoming a human being, that child born in a manger, in that act, in that miracle, he united himself with humanity. He didn't just point the finger at humanity. He became one with us in our humanity. The one sin, so that Jesus says he is alarmed by, is attributing his work to the work of the devil. Accusing the triune God of having division amongst the three persons, the one God. And as long as we believe the lie that the Holy Trinity is not united for us, how could we possibly understand and receive the forgiveness of sins? It's impossible. And so the adversary's goal, and all of those united in the kingdom of darkness, their goal is to undermine your confidence and my confidence in this ministry of reconciliation, what unites us to God and what unites us to one another. Satan's goal is for us to doubt that God is for us. And so the scribes join, actually, the forces of the satanic realm and kingdom when they accuse Jesus of having an unclean spirit. The adversary is doing a smear campaign against God and his people, for he is the accuser. And he's the great gaslighter who asks that question, did God actually say? Putting doubt in our minds of God's goodness and his plan for us. And so Jesus' words here, that a house divided cannot stand, is a call to us as brothers and sisters in Christ, not to demonize our perceived enemies, but our goal is to unite. Our goal is not to put fear in other people's hearts and questions, and to put motives in our hearts so that we vote red or we vote blue. Our mission is not to purge sinners out of the church. For when we lose focus on these core beliefs, we let those cracks form in our walls, in this church, so that they will further divide around us. We make those divisions even worse when we don't remind ourselves what really matters and rally around the cross of Jesus Christ. Think about God's call to us. He calls us to love our enemies, to even pray for our enemies. How much more should we be praying for the family of God and the household of faith and unite together? The great command is to love God with our whole being and to love our neighbor as Christ loved us. And remember that Christ united himself with us when he became human. And so we should unite ourselves together by becoming the best versions of ourselves. Jesus calls himself the friend of sinners. And so Christ is at the very center of our life in him. The Holy Spirit unites us together through word and sacrament. And so together we lift up Jesus, who loves the whole world, not just part of it, not just the part of it that agrees with us or agrees with him, but all of it, warts and all. The good news of our text is that Jesus fully aligns himself with the Father and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is one with the Father and the Son. Together they are united as one triune God. They unite themselves against evil and the captivity of evil because they are united together for you and for me. As we continue our discussion of the expansion after the service. I hope many of you will be able to remain. The one thing that I hope that we will take to heart is that regardless of what we're for or what we're against, what God's call is for us to be together and to find a way to unite our hearts and our purpose in Christ for His glory, and to come together prayerfully to unite ourselves to make that mission, to make Him known and to know Him as St. Luke Church. Jesus was not disrespecting His family when they came to Him thinking He had gone out of His mind when He said that these others are My family. Rather, He pointed to those around Him because that bond that He had with them through His word and spirit was thicker than blood. And so what unites us, sisters and brothers, is not just the name St. Luke, not just our mission statement, but something that's even thicker than blood, than our even biological families. You are My mother, My brothers and sisters, Jesus says to those hanging on His word. A scripture says, My mother and My father may forsake Me, but the Lord will take Me in. And as the proverb says, a man or a person of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a sister and there is a brother that sticks even closer. We are the baptized people of God. We are now royal daughters and sons of the Most High. We are the family of God, the household of faith, a new kingdom that He is building and unifying, not just here in Dix Hills, but from all nations, tribes, tongues, and people. God is the one who mends the divides between us, especially as you and I confess our failures, our shortcomings, and our weakness apart from Him. The Holy Spirit is at work already behind us, with us, and before us to unite us. We've already united ourselves in the songs that we have sung. We've united our hearts together in songs of praise. Christ unites us when we come to one table to receive one bread and one cup as we receive His body and His blood. Here in the Lord's house, we are united in Christ, for we are the body of Christ. Every member, when one area or one member suffers, the whole body suffers. When one member rejoices, the whole body rejoices together. In this house, which is a house of prayer, the Holy Spirit is already at work knitting our hearts together in Him, especially when we lay aside our pride and we come to Him as we truly are. And because of the cross of Christ, all the different colors that we bring into this church all bleed into one. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And because of the empty tomb, we together join in the march into all eternity, knowing Christ more and more, and making Him known more and more as a united household of faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.